What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5. The Game. Really, Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Let's go to our phone line. Driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. He is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. Hello, TD. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
We are doing well. I hope you are as well. So, Teron, last week I noticed that your colleague Jeremy Fowler at ESPN.com brought up your story about Cam Ward dropping pounds during the offseason. And Fowler wondered if that lighter frame could help Ward's running ability in a Brian Daboll offense that utilizes dual threats. Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, and Jackson Dart, according to Fowler, all averaged at least 7 rushing attempts per game under Brian Daboll. Based on what you've been able to gather, should we expect Cam Ward to be running that amount this season?
No, I wouldn't expect him to be running that amount. And also, you got to remember, one of the things that he said about this whole weight loss journey was it was to help increase durability. You're not going to increase durability if you're, you know, running the football the way Jackson Dart or the way Josh Allen was. I mean, you also got to look at their bodies. You know, Jackson Dart, he's 6'2", 223. Cam was 219 pounds before he lost the 10. So now he's hovering around 210 pounds. He's not built the same as Jackson Dart, and neither of them are built the same as Josh Allen. So this was more of a case-by-case kind of thing, and I don't see him running an awful lot. Will there be some design runs? Sure, but I don't think as much as Jackson Dart. And remember, he had a series of injuries last year.
Teron, you wrote a story for ESPN.com that was published yesterday with the headline, Titans say Carnell Tate was the perfect fit for Cam Ward. You had an opportunity to watch Carnell Tate up close and personal at OTAs last week. For those of us who weren't there, what were your impressions of Carnell Tate watching him live and in living color?
He was really smooth. You could see the route craftsmanship. You could see just the confidence and consistency with his hands. He catches the football really well. And you could definitely tell that they are working on the chemistry. Cam Ward told me, in fact, that he wants Tate to understand early that he's the guy that he's going to and that he trusts him. And I think that's the best way to start off a relationship, especially, you know, with a young quarterback and a rookie receiver.
Now, Teron, we've talked a lot about Carnell Tate, especially in OTAs. How about the other guys that will be surrounding him, the other receivers in the room? Obviously, Ridley is coming off an injury. Then you have the younger guys that need to develop. But how is the group looking?
Yeah, well, you know, Alec Ironmaner, Chimray DK, they didn't take part in the team period or 7-on-7. But I will say this, they're moving guys around a lot. And when you look at the way Bryce Oliver, he got in and he had a nice deep catch. Lante Taylor was in the coverage area. I think you look at him, you could tell that he's back and he's ready to go. I tell you what was interesting, though, because when you look at Ridley, who wasn't there at that Z position, the veteran that they signed, Osborne, he really got a lot of burn. So I think you look at him, he's a former Viking receiver. But, he got some burn. So KJ Osborne was impressive. He caught the ball well. Xavier Restrepo had a couple catches. You know, he's still kind of in the mix as well. Wandale Robinson, he caught a couple nice quick passes, but you could tell they're still working on that chemistry. Cam was a little behind him on a seam route, and, you know, it was one of those ones where, yeah, the quarterback could have made it better, but as a receiver, especially a guy that's looked upon as one of the better ones on the team, you got to make the quarterback honest on that one and help him out a little bit.
Now, you've talked about the other receivers, and you said that Dabo was moving guys around. Is there any possibility, because I'm looking at this from a long-term view, because eventually Ridley will be the guy, odd guy out more than likely next year, because they, I'm sure they're going to want to slide another young receiver in there to grow with Cam. But can you see a scenario, because Tate, I hope he does become the number one, and if he does, I see a scenario where they're moving him around, where he's the Z, he's off the ball, and they're moving him around, and they use someone else as a as an X. Could, is that a possibility, or do you think they just, in their mind right now, they have him as at the X and they're going to leave him there?
I think it's a possibility because he did, in fact, move across the formation. Mm-hmm. They're going to cross-train everybody. So you're going to have that, even Wandell Robinson playing outside. Now, eventually, they could bring another young receiver in to play that Z position. Mm-hmm. But I really think Tate is going to settle in as the X and be their guy down the field. But when they want to create those matchup problems, they'll do so.
Teron Davenport is with us, ESPN.com, talking with TD, the podcast. TD, how does the backfield look to you right now? I know it's early, but we know Tony Pollard is back and the decisions they made. Give me the guys coming back and the new guys, how you think it fits.
Yeah, well, Nicholas Singleton is not a part of the group right now. He's still rehabbing and getting that Jones fracture right. But Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard, they remain the top guys. Julius Chestnut is in the mix. Khalil Mullins as well. But just like last year, Spears looks very spry. There's a lot of pep in the step, some bounce, some speed. I love the fact that every time he touches the ball, he runs it to the end zone. Those are all good things, and he's continuing to impress. You know, obviously the thing with him is just staying healthy. That's really the main thing. But those three guys, those four guys are pretty much who is made up. Michael Carter is another one. You can't forget about him. And, you know, he got some reps as well.
Looking at the story from Brennan Sorsby, and I know you do a lot of homework on all the draft people that are eligible. This is an interesting one. If he, in fact, is not allowed to play college football and he goes the route of the supplemental draft, how do you think teams will approach it? What kind of stock does he have, best you can tell?
Well, I mean, he's a solid quarterback, but this upcoming draft, actually Jordan Reed just did a story, ESPN's NFL draft analyst, a former quarterback himself, UNC Central. You know, he did a story about the upcoming quarterback. So, I mean, it depends on where Sorsby would come in at as far as, like, what round pick you would have to use on him. But I don't think teams are going to be too earnest or eager to touch him, quite frankly.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace. Vin Gidendonick, he joins us usually every Monday, but he was kind enough to join us today, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. TD, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
So, as Willie mentioned to Teron, it's been reported by multiple people. I'm reading from Pete Thamel of ESPN. Quote, the NCAA has denied Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby's request for reinstatement for eligibility for the 2026 season. Sorsby has completed his 35-day inpatient rehab for his gambling addiction at Algamas in Goodyear, Arizona. And there was a lot of talk last month, earlier this month, that Sorsby could go the supplemental draft route, which we have not seen in the NFL in quite some time. And Sorsby was thought to be a top quarterback prospect in college football this year. So I am curious to see what he does. And if he does go the way of the supplemental draft, what teams would bid on him to get him in?
You know, as you were saying that, I'm thinking, okay, they've already said no, he can't play. So his next possible step is to go into the supplemental draft. Teams, I think there will be a team out there that would be willing to draft him, but they're not going to give up any. They probably, it's like the most he get maybe is a sixth round, maybe. Fifth is pushing it, but sixth round. If maybe he's satisfied with that, but I'm just thinking like maybe what if he decides to go play in another league for a year. Because I think the worst thing for him to do, you know, is, one, to gamble more. But if he's not playing, I think that would lead to possibly him gambling. So yeah. Go play for another league for a year so people can see you and not just sit out. Maybe he does that. I don't know. But I'm sure, you know, one of the first options is probably would be the supplemental draft. But how many teams right after him coming out of rehab, how many teams are going to touch him? It's almost like, man, just go play in that league for a year, you know, stay relevant, and then come back.
There's so much money that is at the forefront of everything. I'm sure that's leading to a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, what to do. And it's hard, but I hope his people aren't looking at the money. Because we had a lot of fun, Adam. I noticed you did not put this on your Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire appreciation for the events of last week while you're gone. But we had a field day at the ridiculousness of Sorsby's argument why he should play. It just didn't make any sense.
Wasn't it that it helped him like feel closer to the team?
Yeah, I mean, one of it. Yeah, it was one of many things that was just laughable. And I'm thinking, this kid just needs to get well. He needs to address the fact that he's got an addiction problem, and his life is going to go nowhere if he can't kick that, right? So that's the first thing. And then we'll worry about the football. And if he's good enough and he stays mentally healthy and can kick this thing, then we'll find out if he's good enough to play in the NFL. But all of this money and stuff like that is secondary, I think. And so I'm really curious. I hope he's got the right people around him to help with these decisions. This is tough.
To be fair, there were some verses of my We Didn't Start the Fire rendition that were left on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
Such as, Joey Chestnut on probation, disappointing our great nation.
You should have threw that one in.
You know I love Joey Chestnut. You know I love Joey Chestnut.
He's got issues. He's got some issues.
Is there anything more American than a guy gorging hot dogs while also on probation? Like on the 4th of July? On the 4th of July, is there anything more American than that? It's apple pie and Joey Chestnut defending his crown on the 4th of July while on probation for allegedly slapping a man on the face during a night out at an Indiana bar.
Oh, my goodness.
So, well, I still love you, Joey. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, the Colorado Avalanche. They're on the ropes. Could we find out who the next Predators GM could be tomorrow? We'll discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.